Honorable members, I'm not sure whether I am audible.
Yes, you are, Chair.
Okay. I see Honorable Siabi is in. I'm trying to check the chair from Home Affairs. Is Honorable Chabane in?
Morning, Chairperson, is AD. He's not in. I just want all the members now to remind them again, but I'll just give him a call now.
Okay. Thank you.
morning, Chairperson. I'm trying to call Mr. Chavari. He's not picking up the call. And from my committee so far, I've got only one member.
Can we just wait for the 3 minutes and then we will continue in 10 minutes time with Honorable Siabe in the meantime?
Okay.
Good morning, honorable members, and the staff of the two committees, as well as those who might be interested in the proceedings of the meeting today. Without any further delays, I'm sure we will be driving this together with Honorable Siabi for now. Good morning, Honorable Siabi.
Good morning, Chair. Honorable Chavan is also in.
Oh, now I'm saved. Honorable Chabane.
Morning, Chair. And colleagues.
Yes, we are going to be co-driving this process. Let me start by making the opening remarks that it is a remarkable day that today we are convening in terms of considering and adopting the report with regards to the three committees on the issue of illegal mining, with specific reference and focus on the issue of social crime. How coincidental that as we're making that, doing that work, it is exactly when we start the 16 days of activism against women and no violence against women and children. We will all acknowledge and recognize the fact that at the backdrop of this exercise to have been undertaken, it was on the basis of the incident that took place in Krugersdorp.
Recording in progress.
Which included massive rapes against women. And unfortunately, as we meet today, those charges, and we received that they have been dropped against of sexual abuse and rape. But we hope it's just a strategic retreat. More work is still going to be done. But also, as we start and wrapping up the work of these committees, which in my view it has been an outstanding exercise, I may not have been in Parliament for too long, but unfortunately, I don't have an experience or an exposure where more than two committees of Parliament collaborate on a project of this nature, particularly a project of ensuring that there is public engagement and public consultation, listening to the experiences of different communities, what they go through on such matters of social trauma. I've not seen it, and that it happens up to its conclusion. I think a word of gratitude must also go to honorable members and the dedicated staff that made it a point that such a program succeeds. But as we know that, as I said in my first remark, that it was an unfortunate, it was not something that we could say it warrants to be celebrated because of the nature of the incident that took place, which shocked the entire nation. And recently, I happened to bounce to the proceedings of the Portfolio Committee on Police, but also listen to the Minister of Police on the high crime statistics that we continue to be confronted with as a country and as a nation. And I think this exercise has been an exercise that sought to contribute towards curtailing and ensuring that the scourge of gender-based violence in particular, but generally the issue of communities being subjected to a reign of terror by some elements within our own society. This is what these three committees intended to do, so that the fight against crime is not hamstrung by opportunistic elements with regards to the imposing of a reign of terror. Then we sought to make sure that those issues are addressed and attended to, so that fundamental focus can continue to make to be the order of the day with regards to law enforcement agencies. So I take it that this has been one of the most important and prestigious works that committees of parliament have to do and undertake. But obviously, we all know that from time to time, with our experiences, we may have to allow space to improve in some of these areas. Without any further delays, can I give then the opening statements or opening remarks also for to the Mr. Honorable Siabi, and then to Honorable Chabani.
Thank you, Chair. And let me start by submitting the apology of the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee, who is out on another program launching the 16 days of activism against violence against women and children. I want to support your views as part of your opening remarks, Chair, and also appreciate the working together, the cooperation that the three committees enjoyed. It was not an easy task to bring together three committees, but because of commitment and the endeavor to make sure that we deal with the issue of illegal mining, the three committees managed together, sacrificing their weekends in the main to make sure that they do the work of Parliament as a way of representing the communities. So I really also want to appreciate the working together and hope that moving forward we'll still do the same when we are faced with similar challenges, because working in silos may not assist us, but working together we can do more. Thanks very much, Chair.
Chair of Home Affairs. Yeah, I see the chairs. Yeah, I'm not sure what's the challenge. I hope I didn't get him off guard.
Morning, Chair. I'm not sure whether you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you properly.
No, thanks, Chair, and good morning again to all the members. Chair, let me also join you in the acting chair of police to extend appreciation to all the staff of the three committees and members for having engaged in this process of the joint oversight. But also thank you, Chair, for leading the team of the three portfolio committee to this end. We really appreciate the commitment of all the members. It was not an easy one, but we're able to respond to what Parliament has mandated us to engage on. So I want to thank you, Chair, for the opportunity to facilitate this joint oversight. But also, Chair, to appreciate the three departments for having joined the portfolio committees to respond to the issues that stakeholders have been complaining. I'm sure where the weaknesses on the leadership.
I'm not sure whether it's me. The chair seems to have cut off.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Chair. I think there's a network. No, this load shedding.
No,
Chair,
yeah.
I think I want to appreciate the.
Thank
you, Chair.
Okay, let's do it like this, honorable members. The church, from time to time, will come and compliment one another in this task. And as it has been said, I know that today is a Friday. It's never an easy day to have committee meetings. But also, I know some, maybe they are the Black Friday, they've got Black Friday commitments, and therefore it may not be easy for them to be in meetings on today. So we will try our level best. Can I check then on apologies from Home Affairs? Let me start there.
Morning, members. From Home Affairs, I've got only three apologies. From Ms. Lecroise, she's on an oversight with the Defense Committee. Mr. Roos, who said he has got prior arrangement, as well as Ms. Van der Merwe in KZN. That's all.
Okay. Police, I know, yes, Honorable Siabe, the chair did, we had a discussion with her, on the request for leave of absence in today's meeting, but she did assure me that you will be present, standing in, and other members. But can you check the apologies from police?
Good morning, Chairperson. I received 5 apologies from the members of the police. I received it from the Chairperson, Red Meshwa, Dr. Hunewald, Mr. Whitfield, Mr. Sheikh Imam. They said that they will be able to attend the meeting due to prior commitments. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Mineral Resources and Energy.
Morning, Chair. Just the following apologies received. Mr. Lorimer and Mr. Zungula, who's unable to attend due to prior commitments, Chair. Those are the apologies received. PC on the Resources and Energy.
Okay. Thank you very much. Honorable members, we hope that because we have forwarded the reports probably on time, allow me and the other chairs to then present the consolidated report on the joint oversight works of the three portfolio committees, Home Affairs, Police, and Mineral Resources and Energy. With your permission, honorable members, and we want to focus mainly on the intentions and outcomes of the oversight work, and therefore we request that let's allow that we first, if members have got issues to deal with the body of the reports. And then when we arrive at the observations and the recommendations, we then allow the three content advisors, and let me say this, because sometimes people may not put apologies, or depending also on the challenges that we have in terms of electricity, we will allow the content advisors of the three portfolio committees, in the event one is hamstrung, they will exchange amongst themselves, including the researchers and then the committee secretaries, because there may be issues that they cut across that they may not be familiar with on the other side, but the report is there, it has been forwarded to members. In that case, the report will reflect on the introduction, which is about the methodology. It will deal with the definition of illegal mining, mainly what are the causes and the impact that it has. And then it also deals with the key emerging matters which cut across provinces, but also cut across institutions, our portfolios. For an example, Home Affairs, the implications or perspective with regards to the South African Police Service. There's an issue that it will also talk to areas that relate to the rehabilitation as well as the vulnerability of our communities. Then, as you see in terms of the report, it will deal with the issue of the Free State as a case study. Then it will then deal with the legislative framework as well as legislation or policy gaps. And then we will deal, which is what I said, that the staff will deal with the observations and recommendations. Can I check now, is there anyone, any member who wants to have a take on the introduction? As a matter, we deal with, that's the introduction. If I can see, let's go to the next topical heading. In that introduction, honorable members, I must say that there is an issue that relates to the areas which we have visited as a portfolio committee. And then can we go number two? It is about the definition of illegal mining. Is there anyone who wants to have a take there on that matter? Okay, can we go on? That definition also, honorable members, it also goes to the trends, as well as it also goes to the causes of illegal mining. Now just go next page if there's such a thing, yeah? it will deal with in the absence that has already taken two members, let's go to number three. Is there any take on number three, which is about the emerging, key emerging issues that cut across provinces? There will be up to... Then we are on number four on the Free State province as a case study. Is there any members who want to have a take on that? Okay. Great. Then that's the legislative framework. as well as the gaps in legislation. I think there's only one part of the issue that from where I'm sitting as a chair, but I'm subject to correction, honorable members, is the absence of the Companies Act. Am I seeing correct? I can't see it now. In terms of the legislation gap, that would be the one issue that I think it needs to be taken. Is there any matter on that issue in terms of the okay. Let's go then. Yes, wait. That's where now the staff has to take us through the content advisors. Let me say, honorable members, in terms of the observations and the recommendations, let me, because sometimes we get a little bit disturbed or misunderstand the purpose. The observations are what we have observed or what we have noticed or what we would have discovered on the oversight. And therefore, sometimes we take it according to what I think should have been. It is something that it has got a common potential or a common view that this is what we have noticed, or this is what we found, or this is what was discovered, so that it is something that is verifiable. Let me put it like that, that you came across this, it's something that has been encountered. Okay. And therefore, a recommendation, in most cases, recommendations will talk to what then would have been observed, would have been discovered, would have been noticed, would have been... And then it says how to take that forward, rectify or review or whatever that has to be done as an intervention in relation to what would have been discovered. Can I then give in to the content advisors? I don't know who is going to take us through. You decide, or I hope you have decided amongst yourselves, to take us through the observations. Then I think the first thing we will allow honorable members, when we deal with the observation, is first, we will allow to honorable members to make corrections, and then we will allow honorable members to make additions. In the event that there is anything that needs to be taken care of. Let me request then the Chair of Home Affairs to take charge of this this session. Obviously, Chair, we are not leaving everything to your hands. From time to time, we will work together. And then I will ask Honorable Siabi to deal with the part that deals with the recommendations. Let me give it to you, Honorable Chair, or Home Affairs, Honorable Chaban.
Thank you, Chair. You have already called for content advisors. Can I check if they've agreed on who is going to present, but let me get an indication from each of them. Okay, Home Affairs?
Good morning, honorable members and honorable chairperson. Yes, we've agreed. I'll read through the recommendations and observations.
Okay.
So we'll report for the mineral.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. You can proceed.
All right. Good morning, honorable members, chairperson, and everybody present in the meeting. I'm Sir William Aborda. Provide support to the Committee on Mineral Resources and Energy. Honorable members, I'll just read through the observations and then recommendations. In terms of the observations, the committee made the following observations after having conducted the fact-finding oversight visits in the five provinces. They observed that the unrehabilitated mines, generic and ownerless mines, mines that are under care and maintenance, and mines that have been under business rescue for a long time are pull factors for illegal mining. The committees welcomed the efforts of the DMRE on rehabilitating old mines in the Gauteng province. The committees were concerned that the DMRE has not been firm on the use it or lose it principle provided in the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Act. A lot of people are sitting on the mining rights that are not used. The role of the South African Diamond and Precious Metals Regulator came under the spotlight. The need for the regulator to come into the discussion as it is responsible for regulating the sector, such as licensing the refineries. The work of the Council for Geoscience and MinTech, the two entities of the DMRE on the mine closure programs was welcomed. However, it was concerning that the budget allocated to the program is limited to an extent that it would take about 17 years to complete the program. The committees welcomed the innovation shown by the CGS in developing an illegal mining tool, a system to track illegal miners. Then the committees observed that in more than two occasions, the committees observed that in more than two instances, the committees trespassed in mines that were operating legally since permit authorization or arrangements with the mining houses was not done. This had put the committees in an unpleasant and awkward situation. The committees applauded the approach that the Free State SEPs, in partnership with various stakeholders employed in dealing with illegal mining, the multidisciplinary approach that was used yielded positive results for the province of Welcome particularly. The committees noted with concern the independence of the courts and their impact on illegal mining cases. This relates to the lenient sentences that illegal miners receive. It was noted with concern that since Section 34 of the Immigration Act was not amended, some magistrates refused to confirm the deportation of foreign nationals, which led to the release of undocumented foreign nationals. The committees noted that the communities live in constant fear of the illegal miners, as these miners often commit criminal activities and are heavily armed. A possible need for the army to be deployed was observed by the committee in order to deal with the issue of illegal mining permanently. The committees observed with concern that illegal miners erode pillars of old mine shafts, therefore endangering lives of many people on the surface of these old mines. In Limpopo and Mosso in the Northwest Province, members were extremely concerned about the statement that was made by the DMRE that indicated that mining rights in the form of a letter were issued by traditional leaders. The committees emphasized the fact that the mineral resources that are beneath the surface belong to the state and therefore under no circumstances can traditional leaders own state property. Then linked to the above, in the Northwest Province, members were concerned about the mining rights that were issued by farm owners or traditional leaders to investors, allowing them to mine without proper authorization. This action or practice was strongly condemned by the committee for allowing people to utilize the mining rights without complying with the laws and prescripts. Members expressed dismay with the DMRE in the Northwest Province and complained that they were not getting satisfactory responses. This was particularly concerning when answers were not provided for who had the mining rights for some of the mining operations that were taking place in Vetrangis and Mulhane village, where illegal mining of chrome was rife. it was clear from the presentations and engagements that the Department of Police and the Department of Mineral Resources in the Northwest Province were not working together sufficiently to address the challenges of illegal mining. The departments were encouraged to work together more closely in fighting this crime so as to improve the current situation. In some areas in Gauteng, it appeared that there is a possible relationship between the people who are praying as part of outdoor churches and the illegal miners, both of which have connections to neighboring countries. The last point is that in Limpopo, the committees noted that the community conducted illegal mining because of the monopoly in terms of mining rights being granted to big companies. Thanks for that. Will be the observations. I'm not sure if I should continue to recommendations.
Yes, proceed to the recommendations. No. Oh, sorry. No, not at all. I'm trying to follow the chair guidance on the proceed. I'll call Honorable Knox later on the just proceed.
All right, thanks, Honorable Member. I'll then continue to recommendations. Having conducted the oversight on legal mining, then the committees recommend the following: that urgent amendment of the mentioned sections of the following piece of legislation in response to illegal to the challenge of illegal mining. So these are covered under section 5 where we detail the legislative gaps and framework. So there is a need for urgent amendment of those legislations to fill in the gap. And then point recommendation number 2, the Department of Home Affairs should increase the capacity of immigration services dealing with undocumented illegal minors. Members would remember that we were told that in the country there are only 700 immigration of inspectorates or officials, so that number is too limited for the department to be able to deal with the issue of undocumented foreign nationals beyond the issue of illegal mining. The third one is that police capacity training and the skills of members dealing with illegal mining must be strengthened at local, provincial and national level. And number 4, specialized policing resources to target illegal mining at the local policing structures must be strengthened to neutralize illegal mining. Number 5, the committee recommends that the civilian secretariat should address the resources of community policing forums effectively in the amendment to the SEPS Act of 1995. The Private Security Industry Regulatory Authority should implement a campaign focusing investigations on private security providers employed by mines, especially in terms of training, registration and firearm compliance. Number 7, there needs to be an investigation which will deal with the judiciary granting lenient sentences to accused persons convicted on such offences, as this is now a priority crime. The success of the multidisciplinary approach in tackling illegal mining in Free State should be replicated in other provinces experiencing the same challenge. The DMRE should submit to Parliament a report on the status of the mining of the mining rights granted in the forest. Fokkerstreek farm or between Verstranges and Murohane village in Rustenburg. Number 10, the DMR should intensify the training of traditional leaders regarding land ownership versus mining rights. The purpose of such a workshop would be to capacitate traditional leaders on what they can and what they cannot do relating to mining activities. The DMRE need to address the monopoly of mining rights in Bakkersfort area relating to Samanco Chrome and Glencore and the other in terms of ensuring that communities do participate legally in terms of mining in that specific area. Number 12, linked to the above, the DMRE should expedite the implementation of its small-scale and artisanal mining policy. regulations on gold as a market should be strengthened, and there should be a consideration to make gold a strategic resource mineral. Council for Geoscience and MINTEC should collaborate with SEPs to use the technologies developed to track illegal miners as a prevention measure. Budget allocation for the closure of direct and ownerless mines should be increased. The DMRA, in collaboration with the relevant stakeholders, should ensure that old mine shafts are demolished and rehabilitated. Thank you very much, Chairperson. That's the end of the observations and recommendations. Thanks.
Okay, thank you for that. I will invite Honorable Siabi to facilitate for members to comment on observations and recommendations. On our side, Home Affairs, if I may need to input, we have already sent the report to the department to respond to some of the issues that are in the report, and we have not given them a time frame, but we think that they will comment or raise some of the issues that are on the report, so that as we finalize the recommendation, that there must be a plan of action on some of the issues that we need to consider in Parliament. I just wanted to put that to comment on that before I invite Honorable Knox. Honorable Knox.
Thank you, Chair. Honorable Chabani and Honorable Luzipo. Can I invite honorable members to comment on the observations and recommendations? If you have any comment, please raise up your hand. Honorable Madokwe, followed by Honorable Mashaule. Yes, Honorable Madokwe.
Thank you, Chairperson. Greetings to the chairpersons that are in the meeting, members of Parliament and everyone here, and also I'd like to welcome the report. I just have a few recommendations which I think would then also then, I mean, a few observations which would then speak to recommendations as well. The first one is, I would say, maybe the miscommunication, or rather that there is no sync between the SAPS and the DMRE in terms of all the operations that are in relation to illegal mining. And why I'm saying this is that in most instances, we would hear in a province saying, no, we've done our part, we're waiting for SAPS. SAPS is saying the same. And I would also then also put in the Department of Justice that one of the recommendations we made was that perhaps the Department of Correctional Services and Justice should have been part of the joint committee, because there are a number of issues that they needed to account for. And then another observation was the intervention that was done by, I think it was Gauteng, where they were, instead of closing, of just closing mines, but they were also just looking into construction and building. I think they were building, they were building on those areas. So I think that is something that we were of the view that perhaps we should look into creating economic activities on some of these illegal mining areas, so that there is something that benefits the communities and there's no illegal mining going on. Another observation that we had made was that up until now, there was no clear profiling of the illegal mining activities in South Africa, in the sense that there's so much emphasis on the actual illegal miners, but in terms of the value chain, in terms of the recipients, in terms of the beneficiaries, in terms of what we are even told that, no, there are kingpins, there's the international market, but there is no clear profile even up until now
in terms of who are the players and what is the value chain and what even happens to these minerals. How do they get transported from the illegal mining sites to where they go to? Another observation that we had made was that even in terms of the the profiling of the beneficiaries, I think that is one in the sense that I think even the report, it speaks a lot on illegal miners, but not much on the role of the kingpins and the international syndicates that are there. And there was also no plan for the environmental impact and also the infrastructure damage that was as a result of illegal mining. Because I think when we're now speaking about rehabilitation and closure of mines, we're only speaking about mines that are ownerless and derelict, but not so much. And there doesn't seem to be a plan in terms of how are we going to deal with the damage that is now being done by the illegal miners. And then another one was that the illegal mining, because I think there is an impression that is being made that illegal mining is mostly happening in ownerless and derelict mines. Hence, there's so much of an emphasis on that mines must be closed or rehabilitated. But the observation is also that illegal mining is not only happening in those mines, but it is also happening in active mines. It is also happening in mines that are under business rescue. It is also happening in mines that, I forgot the term, but where the mines temporarily close because there's no economic benefit for that particular mineral, and then they come back at the later and then they start mining. Another observation, which is perhaps something that came from the community meetings, is that there is possible collusion between the illegal miners and mining rights holders, where actually these mining rights holders are the ones that are working with illegal miners in terms of of supporting and perpetuating the illegal mining activities. Those are the observations that I have, and I think then even in terms of the recommendations, we'll then speak to that as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Matokwe. Honorable Mashauli.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Let me greet the chairpersons and greet the honorable members. Just two points, and one has been made by Honorable Matokwe, and I don't know why it was missed, because it was at the center of the observations and the recommendations. The one of including the role of the Department of Justice and Correctional Services. And I want to amplify it, because if you happen to leave such an important observation and the recommendation, we may treat it as a trivial point while it has been at the center of our problems. Let me give you an example. In the Free State, in the main, you have two problems, if not three. One is people get arrested for illegal mining. They get a bail, a very simple bail, because they are bribing what came out as, amongst others, judges, correctional services employees. And it became very difficult not to believe that, because there was an example made that when David One Eye, who is a kingpin, was arrested and taken to a correctional facility, correctional services workers gave him a standing ovation, you know, when he enters. Their king was coming, was saluted by people who are supposed to make sure that an offender is really in a mood and space where they understand that they have done something wrong. But they were given a standing ovation that they are king, not just kingpins, they are just kings. And these are law enforcement officers who are doing that. But there has been always also a judgment that the deputy commissioner says, look, we arrest people, but there is a law that a judge or a magistrate is refusing to implement, while the highest judge or the higher court has instructed them to do so, but it's not implemented in the lower court. Because why? It affects those that are dispersing patronage in the form of bribes. So there has been that observation, and therefore we can't not have a recommendation that says the Department of Correctional Services should play a role in collaboration with these three already mentioned departments. So that is the one point I wanted to make sure that it's amplified and it's understood why it must be there. It's not a by-the-way recommendation and an observation. The second point is about where, I don't know which page is that, but where it speaks about traditional leaders just writing a letter to investors. I'm not sure which one is that, but it should be in the Northwest. Issued by farm owners, traditional leaders, to investors, allowing them to mine without proper authorization. Are we really talking about investors here, or the so-called investors? Because investors don't go to a chief or a king to get a letter. They know the channels, that they must first go to the Department of Energy and Minerals to acquire a license, not a letter. I'm not sure whether we're classifying what we want to speak about properly if we legitimize these people as investors and instead of the so-called investors. I'm not sure whether you can find a proper way of characterizing them, because something is not right by rubber stamping investors today. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Matlaule. Honorable Chair Blanche.
Chairperson, thank you. Let me also express my appreciation for the hard work that went into, you know, the compilation of this report, and specifically then the staff that, you know, was responsible for that. Chairperson, one thing that I just want to bring to the committee's attention also, and, you know, I can recall that, you know, during our visit in Gauteng, and the Free State specifically, and in the Free State, you know, it was mentioned there several times. The view was expressed that maybe it should be looked into to maybe where it's possible. I don't know how that will be done, but I'm merely expressing the view that was, you know, tabled there, that, you know, in it must be investigated to what extent, if at all possible, can we maybe convert some of this illegal mining into something, you know, that will create permanent employment. Obviously, it will be properly managed then, and there will be proper supervision, and, you know, it will be done then within the framework of the law. I just felt that is, you know, I want to mention that. And, you know, when we are going to discuss the report, you know, whether we adopt it or not, you know, I just want to say something there again. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Terplange. There is a Honorable iPad. I don't know who's that. Can you identify yourself first?
I think it's me, Honorable Shembeni.
Sorry. Honorable Shembeni.
Thank you. And good morning to all the honorable members. I just want to mention one point that I've noticed that covers everything. That if we can only deal with the rehabilitation, the closing of the abandoned mines and all that, that can solve our problem. But I've noticed that they say it can take up to 17 years to deal with this, and there is no enough budget to deal with that point of closing the mines and the rehabilitation and all that. But to me, yeah, really, it's unfair. Because now, if we can look at DMRE, be given the necessary budget to close those mines, rehabilitate or close those mines, there are mines under care and maintenance, and there are mines that have been just that are under business rescue for a long time. If we can just focus on that, then those mines are closed. The whole thing of the crime, illegal, or undocumented people coming to South Africa to go to the mines and all these things, it's not going to happen. The crime that is happening there will stop just by closing those mines. I think that is the very thing. If we can just focus on that, and then to deal also with this issue of the traditional leaders of not taking the so-called now the land to be theirs. They must know that there are some certain restrictions, that the land on top might be theirs, but there is something underneath that land, the minerals, does not belong to them. I think that is the education that they must get. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Shembeni. In a way, you are saying, as an observation, the department is not given enough resources to deal with the issue of illegal mining. And there's a recommendation, let there be more budget allocated so that we deal with the issue once and for all. Honorable Shabani?
No, Chair, it's only on one matter. I'm not sure how it's going to be captured. If you recall, in particular in Northwest, there were three sites we have visited, and there was recommendation on site that the committees may need to come back, or even if it's minerals and energy, to check on the issues that they were recommended on those sites. We went to that chief, I can't recall his name, and the issues that were raised. We visited an area where we found the what we call the things that are used to
for the mine, and the commissioner there committed that they will interact with DMR to give papers in the police, the case numbers and something like that. So I think there were key issues that we recommended on site, and we agreed that we need to go back, even if it's a one portfolio, to check whether the decisions that were taken, the department has implemented them on site, including the demolishing of one site in Northwest. And you recall, Chair, that one of the concerns of the Joint Committee was in relation to the issues we have identified in Northwest. So I thought it would be important that we also take that as a follow-up on the work that the committee has recommended on site and what must happen. So I propose that DMR may need to go back to the site perhaps next year just to check if all the issues that were recommended were implemented. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Chavani. Honorable Luzipo.
No, thank you, Chair. Maybe let me start from where the Chair of Home Affairs has left off. I think he is absolutely correct. One of the things that we said needs to be attended to was the issue. I think it was in Clarkston, if I'm not mistaken. The concern was that the, maybe by observation, that's what we should say, that the committee observed with concern the failure to, I don't know whether the word destroy is not too strong, but I would put it mildly and say to fletching all the structures that are being used as a seedbed and a launching pad for criminal activity. You will remember at that time there was a place where we were told the reason the shaft was not closed, where there was the incident of the massive arrest, including what we were told the kingpin. There was it's correct on the spot, something that said the department must take action, flatten, destroy all those structures in those areas, including, if I'm not mistaken, the last one where we went to, so that if those old structures are not used by the Zamazamas as a launching pad to commit criminal activities, including illegal mining activities. I'm not sure in terms of the recommendation, but I know for a fact they gave us a guarantee that by January, end of January, they will be able to give us progress reports on what action, whether that action would have been taken. So I think the point that a committee has to revert back is correct also. So I think by recommendation, we should then say concretely that the Committee on Mineral Resources and Energy undertake the responsibility of doing a follow-up on the commitment made to destroy all the structures that are used as a launching pad of Zamazamas for criminal activities. But quickly, the second thing, Chair, I just wanted to say maybe it should be corrected. It's just a language issue. If we go for the first three observations, they are not necessarily observations, but they are more like findings. Now, if we say it's observations, for instance, we should then say the committee observed the following, or made the following observations, that unrehabilitated mines, blah, 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 blah. And then we can say the committee welcomed. The committee further observed the efforts that are being made and welcomed the efforts made by DMRE in doing rehabilitation. The committee was concerned because it is about observations generally. One last observation, I'm not sure where we go to the judiciary. I don't think we can be concerned about the independence of the judiciary, but we can be concerned about the outcome of the rulings or the decisions of the judiciary as far as illegal mining is concerned. Remember, we didn't have a privilege there to get from the judiciary's point of view, except from the NPA when we were in Mpumalanga. We didn't get an opportunity from the judiciary whether what is brought in front of it are concrete cases that would warrant a conviction, for an example. So we should then talk about the concern about the outcome of the cases as alleged by the law enforcement agencies, because in the main it was coming from the South African Police Service. Two issues towards the end, Chair, is that if we then talk about legislation, I think we talked about the issue of the harmonization of the legislations, particularly your MPRDA and the Companies Act, which is as a result of the fact that most of the mining companies or individuals, by the way, when they do application, using the MPRDA, but when they are confronted by financial challenges, they then resort to or opt for the Companies Act, which allows the use of business rescue practitioners, of which in some of the mines where there is still right ownership, it is now under the authority of the business rescue practitioners. And in many cases, that's where also that presents opportunity for illegal mining activities in the form of the Zama Zama. The last issue, which I think I agree with honorable members, first with the one that says the committee observed that it would have been an error. It was an error, or it was an oversight on the part of the committees not to include the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services. And then when we do recommendations, we can then talk about the need for the involvement and engagement of the Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources and Energy. I think those are the issues, Chair, I thought we might need to accommodate with regards to the report. I thought this is an addition. I just saw now that we may need to include them. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kanyile.
Thank you, Chairperson, and greetings to all the Chairpersons, honorable members, and everyone in the meeting. We welcome the report. However, I just have only one comment on my side. I think, Chairperson, you will remember when we had an oversight in the Free State. Members of SAPS there, they have expressed their frustrations when it comes to illegal migrants, because they've indicated that they do arrest them, but when they take them to court, they find that the magistrate, they let them out. And at times they even let them out without any bail, because they are saying the department was taken to court in 2017 because of the Section 34 1B of the Immigration Act. Apparently Section B allowed for deportees to request their deportation to be confirmed by court, and Section D allowed for a magistrate to extend detention for a further 90 days. However, the Concord found that to be unconstitutional and suggested that Section 35 of the Constitution requires every detained person to appear in person in court after 48 hours, and that the matter cannot be left to the illegal immigrant to request it. So I think because of
this matter not being legislated properly, it makes it very difficult for the magistrate to make a ruling on these matters. I'm really not sure how this issue is going to be captured, but I do believe that it needs to be attended to, firstly, and secondly, it needs to be addressed to enable the magistrate to be able to make a ruling so that they can be able to address the frustrations of the members of the subs in that area. But according to the observations or the oversights that we have conducted, we only picked up this matter in the Free State. So I'm really not sure how can we go about trying to address it to ensure that subs are also going to be able to do their work properly, because I believe that this will make them feel powerless or discourage them to do their job properly. If you arrest somebody today and the following day you found them roaming on the streets again, then there is no point of arresting them. So I do believe that this matter needs to be captured on the recommendation so that it can be addressed going forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Kanyile. I think that was the last tent with regards to honorables responding to observations and the commendations. But before I hand over to the chair, Comrade Lucy, there is an observation which says the committee ended up being in the legal operations. Not sure where is it. The committee ended up, or in more than two instances, the committee trespassed. I'm not sure, of course, I'm subject to correction. I'm not sure whether that is an observation. If we put it as an observation, one would recommend that we rework the wording, because the committee did not just go there voluntarily. We were led, but at the same time, after realizing that in those two areas, those are not illegal, there are no illegal mining activities, there was an intervention by the committee to try and address the issue. I'm not sure whether it can be an observation or it can be part of the introduction or the background, but colleagues can assist. Let me hand back to you, Chair, Comrade Luzi, Honorable Luzi Po, so that you continue with the reports. So that the committee is able to adopt the report. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Honorable Siabi and Honorable. There's someone there in the crowd who's being disturbed. Honorable Mastaudi. Yes. Thank you very much for that, honourable members. I think honourable Kanyile, somewhere the there are two issues. There is an observation on the need to amend legislation, including the legislation that deals with. Can we go to those legislation? There was that observation of the gap. Then there is a recommendation on those legislations that will require to be attended to. The second part, I think you share the same views with Honorable Masaule on the need to engage the Portfolio Committee on Correctional Services, Justice and Correctional Services, to deal with those areas that makes it difficult both for the South African Police Service as well as the Home Affairs. Home Affairs were raising the same issues also, as you say, with regards to the implementation and the action that was to be taken. I think that recommendation too should talk to that. In summary, talks to that as we contextualize it, that there is a need to harmonize the working relationship
by ensuring that there is maximum participation of the Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, so that the issues that relate to those concerns that were raised in those platforms, they are able to be tackled at the same time. I think that is one issue. The last point, I think that's, I'm not sure whether it was Honorable Madoff. It is correct. In fact, I think the general observation should be that, yes, the committee has observed that in almost all the areas where we have gone to, there have been allegations that are leveled against officials of the respective departments, including those that are within the judiciary and the prosecutions. So there would have been, I think that's what the point we were trying to say, there would have been allegations against officials from the DMRE, officials from Home Affairs, officials from the South African Police Service, even allegations, by the way, even against some members of the community. There would have been allegations against the National Prosecuting Authority, as well as the role that is being played by the presiding officers in the judiciary. I think we try to capture that. That is the gist of it, and by recommendation that there is a need, therefore, to develop consequent management exercises. I think that's the point Honorable Madoff was saying. Honorable members, with those particular amendments, can I get someone who will move then for the adoption of the report with those amendments?
Volmarans, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Bruno Volmarans.
Yeah, I move for the adoption of the report, including the amendments so identified, Chair.
Is there any mover, any seconder of Honorable Volmarans?
I move, Chairperson.
The Northwest cabal, okay. there is a seconder, which is Honorable Pula. Honorable Chebranche, is that an objection or an addition to the
Pula is myself, Chairperson.
Okay, your voice today sounded like Honorable Pula. Okay, seconded by Honorable Bilangulu. Honorable Chebranje, is that an objection or an addition to the mover?
Chairperson, no. I just want to stipulate that the DA, we reserve our rights.
Okay. Is there any objection? Going 1, 2, 3. Yes, Honorable Mashaule.
We all have rights. What right is being reserved here?
I've never asked, but what I know, it is allowed in terms of the rules, except if I'm wrong.
No, we don't want to assume. We don't want to assume that all the rights that we have as members are reserved. What is it that is being reserved? It must be noted and it must be recorded.
Okay.
That is a general principle, and I'm going to leave it at that. If it can just be noted as that. Thank you.
Okay.
Chair, I did not raise my hand, but this thing of continuously being subjected to this reservation of rights, whilst we painstakingly take efforts, we stay in long meetings, we go around, sometimes we are even tricked into going to places which we have not applied to go for by the same DA, Chair, that must be considered, I think, in your meetings and so on, because it's subjecting us to unnecessary delays, and it's prejudicing ourselves to a large extent. Because the next thing is to say they don't agree with the report, which they've been part and parcel and contributing towards, Chair. I think that should be the way.
Honorable members, let me go back to what I always say. We all come from our own different constituencies. We consult with what our principals. We agree the rules that we have adopted. Unfortunately, I may share the same views. All of us may share the same views or different views. The truth of the matter is that that's what it is contained in the rules of Parliament, specifically of the National Assembly. It allows that the members can reserve their rights. It also goes further to say members can express their views differently. It's more or less the same thing that I always say, that when somebody says is put an apology, is not in the meeting, there is no condition on the apology, whether you can accept the apology or you can't. So I'm tied up. I can't make a ruling on a matter that, as far as I know, from where I'm sitting as a chair, I've got no right to make my own. It's something that, unfortunately, all portfolio committees are subjected to, except if I can check with the chair of Home Affairs and the chair of who is acting now, Honorable Siabi, whether they can take me out of that exercise. Can I give them first as chair?
On a point of order, sir. Chair, two things. One, Honorable Malam has a party background.
We are cutting off, or it's either it's me,
Chair, I have no problem.
You can't hear Honorable Masaole, sir.
Chair, you can't hear me.
Yeah, I hear you now.
I was saying two things, Chair. The first thing is that I'm calling an order that Honorable Malam's background is a party flag. It's not allowed by the rules. That's one. The second issue is that, Chair, I have no problem with anyone reserving their right or objecting to the... But we must note that there are many rights in South Africa. Which right is being reserved in this instance? And you are saying it's allowed, but what is allowed? What is the right that is being reserved here? It must be clear. There is that right. It's stipulated there, but what is it? It's not the only right.
Honorable Mashaule, can I plead with you? I'm saying, it's not me. I'm saying according to the rules, it says the members is allowed to reserve their rights. That's what the rules are not saying, what's right. Exactly. That's my point. So I can't sit here now and say this is that right or this is not the right. It says they've got a right to reserve their rights. They're allowed. That's why I wanted to get a guidance on that one. I have not seen, I don't want to lie, but I know honorable members may know that you can't be in an official meeting of Parliament with a logo, but I've not seen Honorable Malam with a background logo, and I will request that if that is the case, he knows what is the procedure. But and in participation of the meeting, that logo will not be allowed, a party logo. But can I get guidance now from the chairs of the other portfolio committees? Honorable Siabi,
thank you, Chair.
Honorable Chabani.
Thank you, Chair. I think you summarized it correctly, and that is what is always happening in our portfolio committees. Members are allowed, or parties are allowed to reserve their right. That is a right. Not to say yes or no. So it is always happening in our committee meetings, so as per the rules. So I think you've summarized it correctly, Chair. I was going to suggest that we don't debate that part, because it is what is happening on a daily basis in our committee meetings, because it is allowed in the rules, so that we move forward. But you have summarized it correctly. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Chair Chabadi.
No, thanks, Chair. I think we have we're agreeing on the summary on the issues. The second point which we need to note, Chair, is what has been raised by the Honorable Vosma, was on the contributions of members in the proceedings of the oversight, because some of the observation carried in this report and recommendations are as a result of the contributions of members and those who in the main are
reserving. Recording stopped.
I think that's an important point that should be noted, but I fully agree on how you are carrying the summary. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Honorable members, on that note, tonight we are allowed to now declare the meeting adjourned, and thank you all of you, and say that yes, some of us are still learning. We'll come to this engagements with open minds. It's never easy to coordinate a committee of two, a joint committee of two committees. When there are three or so, it is never easy, especially on a complex matter of this nature. Let me thank every member.
Recording in progress.
And say that with the lessons that we have learned, I would request that, I'm not saying we will always be here together with Home Affairs or Police, but I'm sure as the chairpersons and the responsible staff, we will find ways. Thank you, Home Affairs, that you have already started actioning some of the issues that are here without waiting for processes. And I think it's one of the things that we must learn from our own colleagues. So we will just have to say, agree with the three committees on what I would call mechanisms of monitoring, implementation, and compliance with the recommendations that are made here. Call it an assessment platform or whatever it is, but we must have some system of assessment, whether we come back again in 6 months' time, look at progress made and the areas that will require those interventions. I think it's an issue that from chairperson's point of view, we'll have to engage on. On that note, thank you very much, honorable members. Thank you for the staff on your commitment and the department. Your cooperation is well appreciated, including the officials that undertake responsibility under yourselves. On that note, the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you very much.